even in the midst of you choosing what you want for yourself. And you may dig yourself into a hole. You may choose something that you actually did not prefer, and it puts you in a position you didn't ever see yourself in. The route to come up out of that is so beautiful that every stage of my life, no matter if I was proud of it or not, I am today a person that I am proud of. Even in the journey of self-hate, there's still something to look forward to. You can get to a position that you are proud of.
I am so excited and so pleased to come to you with another episode of the Divine Reconnection podcast. Today, you are with me, Lauren. Natalie is making omelets and tea right now, so I took this opportunity to record my own episode. I was feeling a flow state and I wanted to capture this moment. I was sitting out here enjoying my half of the omelet and just really reflecting on life. Right now, we are in our Airbnb with 5 days left of our stay. We're in the beautiful city of Medellin, Colombia, and it has been absolutely amazing. It has given us the time to rest, given us the time to reflect, given us the time to be with each other, be in our own little bubble, as we would say. We love creating a bubble where we have uninterrupted time for us to just be together, for us to truly soak in life. What I wanted to capture today and what I wanted to talk about was the needing to release and accept and to sit in gratitude. See, now I'm thinking too much. I said I was in a flow state, so I'm gonna stop thinking and I'm just gonna share with you what it is that I was writing not too long ago. Before I get to that, though, I want to say what I'm grateful for. I am grateful for this beautiful life that I have manifested for myself. This beautiful life that I have decided that I am truly worthy of. No matter what's in my bank account, no matter what support I get from people, no matter what state of mind I'm in, I am truly grateful for co-creating with all the versions of myself. And I just want to take this time to thank all the versions of myself for leading me here. And one particular version of myself that I'm going to focus on is the version of me that was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I knew that I was going to be on Oprah's couch receiving an award on somebody's stage, right? So one of them, I knew that I was going to be on Oprah's couch somewhere. Like, I just knew that when I turned on the TV and I saw Oprah, the people that were sitting on her couch, I just felt like they were of importance. And I just knew that I was going to be one of them that have touched the world in such a magnificent way. I knew that when I looked at Oprah, I saw a version of myself within her at the time. You know, like, I don't think I see that now. But when I was younger, I knew that I was going to be somebody. I knew that the way that I thought was very different. I knew that the way that I was and the way that I saw the world, I wanted other people to see that. And Oprah had a stage where the whole world looked up to her. It didn't matter what you looked like. And I wanted to be that person. Fast forward to the year of 2019, the ending of a horrible relationship, a horrible breakup, the ending of saying yes to everything, the ending of not knowing my worth. That was the ending of a cycle. And I stepped into the year of 2019 deciding that I was going to be something different for myself, deciding to tune back into who I knew I was going to be when I was a teenager. It's 11:11 right now. Look at that. I like to see those as synchronicities, letting me know that I am doing the right thing, and letting and my guides, my spiritual guides, letting me know, like, go, Lord, woo, woo, woo. But I left that relationship knowing that it was toxic, knowing that I had signed up for something that I shouldn't have signed up for. I signed up to be a stepmother. I signed up to be a whole lot of things that was not in alignment with who I truly was. So when we finally decided to go our separate ways, I said, Lauren, you are not calling that woman back. You are not returning back to that relationship because you know that is not for you, and you are not returning to things just because it makes you comfortable. Sometimes it takes those toxic relationships to really show you what you need to see. You're gonna go through this pain, and you're gonna see who you can become when you get on the other side of it. You are going to step out on faith. So throughout 2019, the opportunity came to me that I can go to Korea to teach. And oh my God, that gave me so much excitement as I prepared to go and leave the United States. I decided that I was going to go to Korea in March of 2019. And between March and my leaving date of August 2019, I was in my bag. I was in my me phase. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do me. I began picking up the pieces of my life. I began learning about my codependency. I learning about how it was hard for me to sit in my own discomfort. And when I decided for myself in 2019 that I was ready to flip over in the next chapter, I met this beautiful person, which you all know is my life partner, Natalie. But you know, I wasn't even looking for her. I was, let me be honest, when I say I was in my bag in 2019, that means I was just exploring myself. I was dating around. Many people would be like, hey, but like, weren't you trying to learn that you weren't codependent and you needed to be by yourself? Yeah, but in that, you have room to explore. You know, I got to figure out what I preferred and what I didn't prefer. I was dating all types of people and figuring out myself and allowing myself to make mistakes if needed. But I knew I was leaving the United States, and I was like, you know what? I know that I'm not going into anything long term. So since I know that this is going to be a short term thing, I'm about to have fun, which I'm allowed to do, which you're allowed to do. And I had no judgment for myself, which felt good. When I met Natalie in October of 2019, she was nothing that I ever thought that I wanted for myself. What I noticed was it felt good to be in her presence and to be around her. And not only, it's not even about her, I liked how I felt about myself in that phase of my life and in that the particular time of my life and when I met her. That was a turning point of the biggest change of my life. Walking away from that relationship and coming into the relationship with myself. And on that journey of the relationship with myself, I met Natalie, someone who I felt like was the best thing for me. I want to take this moment to read to you something that I have in my journal. The weight I carry, I choose to carry, is to be a version of myself that I can truly be proud of. And I call this an honor. It's an honor to carry this weight. What comes with this weight is pressure. Pressure I put on myself. It is self-inflicted pressure to be the next Oprah, to be someone of impact, to be someone that I can be proud of, and someone that a person like me can be proud of. I want to represent honor, courage, honesty, and devotion. I began a journey years ago that began as a race. If I'm being honest, my journey began with me hating myself. I've learned that hate can hide beneath disappointment, judgment, and comparison. I was under the impression that who I was so far from who I wanted to be. God allows us free will. Free will is so important in our journey because we are allowed to take whatever path we need to take in order for us to really see who it is we are.
to see how much we are loved. We are allowed to go down a path just so that we can see ourselves. Let me pause for a second. I'm reading my notes that I voice noted, so the transcript is kind of off. If you will just follow me for a second. Remember when I said that I left one relationship and I went into my hoe phase and I was dating everybody and, you know, seeing what I prefer? I love that I was able to do that for myself, because that is the gift of free will. Even in the midst of you choosing what you want for yourself, and you may dig yourself into a hole, you may choose something that you actually did not prefer and it put you in a position you didn't ever see yourself in. The route to come up out of that is so beautiful. It's painful, depending on what you choose to do. But you can't blame nobody but yourself in that. And I feel like that part is beautiful. Although this journey started off with self-hate and disappointment and comparison and hurt, I got to really, truly see what I am made of. I got to dig myself out of some really deep holes. I remember one time, me and my cousins were roommates, and they got to see me in all types of phases of myself, from college to post-college. I never forget one of my god cousins said, "Lauren, you like to play with fire, but I really admire how you get yourself out." And I'm reflecting on my life. I do like to play with fire. I do like the challenge of, is this really for me? Well, it's not really for me, so let me play around with it. Let me date this chick. Let me dibble dabble in this type of situation, knowing that it's not for me, but let me see if I can get myself out of it. In retrospect, I see that that's what I'm doing, but when I'm in the moment, I don't know. I don't know that I'm choosing something that's not best for me, but I love that being able to choose what you want for yourself and see if you can find your way out of it and still have gratitude for the lesson. There are so many parts of my journey that I didn't think that I can find my way out of. I didn't think that I could get it together. I didn't think that I could ever stop being ashamed of myself. Like, oh my gosh, Lauren, why did you do that? Why did you say that? When do you just allow yourself to be in whatever you're in? Right now, I was sitting in gratitude because I realized that I could never win this game. This game that I speak of is this game of life, being in existence, having experiences, learning from them, having multiple experiences, learning from them, judging yourself for making the wrong decision. I realized when I started this journey, I began it as a race. I was like, you know what? I'm going to run as fast as I can to get away from this version of myself that I don't like. If I'm going to be on Oprah's couch, if I'm going to win this humanitarian award for being the most impactful person in my community, like, I cannot be my old version of Lauren. That's the mindset I had. I had hate for that Lauren. I didn't like that Lauren. That Lauren was so naive. That Lauren was such a pushover. That Lauren did not learn how to speak up for herself. She wasn't a great speaker. She didn't like being on camera. Like, there were so many versions of myself that I didn't like. And that is what started this journey. And as I sit here today in the version of myself that I created, that I thought I had to be in order to be proud of myself, now I'm sitting in this being proud of her, being proud of, I'm so glad that you were naive. I'm so glad that you were a pushover. I'm so glad that you were unprotected. I'm so glad that you was a bossy big sister. You were all those things, because you are what started this journey and got me here. And so I'm sitting in gratitude and in appreciation, because at every stage of my life, no matter if I was proud of it or not, I am today a person that I am proud of. Even in the journey of self-hate, there's still something to look forward to. You can get to a position that you are proud of. It doesn't matter where your starting point is. It doesn't matter what your position is in life. You can get yourself out of it. You can become whoever you want, even if it starts off in self-hate. So that's my realization. That's what I'm sitting in right now. I always thought that there was going to be a finish line for me to get to. And that now I'm sitting in the person that I want to be. And I thought that, like, okay, I'm done now. You can beat me up, Scotty. I can go back into the heavens. But the whole point of me incarnating into this realm was for me to learn how to be and be okay with being, be okay with whatever position I'm sitting in. And I think I finally get that now. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. This has been a great release. It is everything that it is. And I'm appreciative of where I am today. I think that little Lauren would be so proud of you, Lauren.